Blog Talk Radio.
Friday that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. That is a command that we're going to follow. We're going to rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad. And so we are grateful and thankful to God for another day that we can rejoice in, another opportunity that we can be glad about. Amen. Thank God. We are grateful. So I know that many of you have been able to get on. We expanded our lines. And so I know our last week, maybe the last couple of weeks, you were having a hard time getting on. And I heard it from our members. Amen. They were letting me know, especially our seniors. They were letting me know. Amen. So we did what had to be done to get you made sure you can get on the line and be a part of this very inspirational and exciting and this time of fellowship, just time that we can spend with God so that we can be more effective. We spend time with one another. And so thank you for not quitting and giving up, for continuing to push forward and to make sure that, you know, you had a place on the line, and it was wonderful to hear some people that say, "Oh, I just started getting up earlier, and I started getting on, 10 minutes early, 15 minutes early." Amen. But you're able to expand the lines and make sure that you're able to get on. So thank you for what you're doing and making sure that you're part of the Hope City family. We do these this time of just reflection and prayer. So thank you for continuing to stay and be a part of that. Amen. 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 As we close out the week and we get ready for the weekend, amen, I pray that you will make a decision to be in worship. If you're a member of our church, we certainly want you to Come if you're looking for a church in the neighborhood or in the area. You're in New York and you're looking for a church. We want to invite you to come and worship with us at one of our three services, our 8 a.m. And 9 to 5 a.m. service at our East New York campus on the corner of Newlox and Pennsylvania, in Brooklyn, New York, 369 Newlox Avenue. That's right on the corner of Newlox and Pennsylvania. So you can join us there, or you can join us at our 11:30 service at our Spring Creek campus, which is on the corner of Elton and Flatlands. They're right inside the auditorium of the Spring Creek Community Educational Campus, that school right there in the corner, big school. You can join us there in the auditorium at 11:30. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you. And so if you are away from us and you want to watch us by streaming, we stream our 8 and 9:45 services. So at 8 a.m. and 9:45, we do stream our services, and you can reach us on www.hopetouch.org. That's hopetouch.org, and you can stream our services. And we would love to have you in our what we call our e-campus. E-campus, we'd love to have you. To come on and be a part of what God is doing. You're already up and come and be a part of what we're doing on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so we want you to join in, be a part of the move of God in our church and the work that we do in the community and the world. And we would love to have you join us. Amen. And we thank you for doing that. Amen. Amen. I want to talk to us this morning about just a subject that we've all heard, and when I said, you're going to say, yep, I've heard that 100 times, but it's so important, and that is the issue of not giving up. Not giving up. Giving up is an easy thing to do. It's all we have to do is stop what we're doing, stop the direction we're going, make a decision that what we're doing is not enough, not good enough, and just stop. Stop moving forward. Stop moving in a direction that will bring about the change that we're looking for or we desire in our life. And so many people, we are fighting from a place of, you know, this is what I'm hearing a lot. I'm just tired. I'm just tired. And I certainly understand and you fight and you war and you believe God and you trust God and you fast and you pray. And it seems like every day, every week, every month, something is hitting you that you just weren't expecting. Something you thought was dealt with comes back and hits you, or something that you just were not expecting to happen or be a part of what was going on in your life, and it just kind of hits you. You think that some things are put to bed and they're over and they're finished, and bam, again. And before you know it, you feel like you are in a place where the hits just keep on coming. That's the best way I can describe it, that the hits just keep on coming. And you find yourself in the place, Lord, just give me a moment. Just give me a second to catch my breath. And when you don't feel like that happens, or you don't feel like you get that minute to reconnect, to reestablish, and you just believe that maybe things ought to be happening a little bit differently. It's very easy for us to get to the place where we're like, you know what? Enough. And I understand that place, but I want to encourage you that giving up doesn't mean that the issues will go away. Just because I give up doesn't mean that the fights that I've been having, the issues, the things falling apart, are going to just stop. So if I just give up, that means they go away. And that's not the case. Sometimes we give up and things continue the way they are. They get worse. And I think what we're saying sometimes when we say I want to give up, because we know that it's not that giving up doesn't mean that it's just going to stop or go away. I think that when we are at a place of saying that we want to give up, what we're really saying is I'm tired of caring. I'm just tired of caring. And if I just give up, that means that I will stop caring. You know, it just won't bother me as much because whatever it is, I just won't care about. And the enemy is, if you're feeling this way, then the enemy is on the attack with you, and you are under constant attack, and the enemy is trying to get you caring about what God is doing in your life and the direction that God is taking. Just stop caring about the people that you have been assigned to stop caring about the people who you are helping and lifting and developing and growing. The enemy wants you to stop caring about the people that really and truly God has assigned to your life for you to make a difference in their life. He wants you to stop caring about your destiny. Stop caring about the fact that God's hand is on your life. He wants you to simply stop caring. But I come against that entire mentality that's trying to get you to step away, step back, don't care, disengage, become numb, just get to the place where the thing, it just doesn't matter anymore, and you become numb, and you become unfeeling, and you become detached from what's happening around you. I come against that spirit that wants you to go down a road where you cannot see that God's hand is on you and that God is working things out. So I want to pray that God would give you strength, that he would give you strength. Even though I know what you're saying. You're like, I don't want strength, because strength means that I just need to buckle under it and continue to hold it up, and that's not what I want to do. I get it, but if you can get strength in your thinking, strengthen your ideas, strengthen your mindset, then what can happen is God can change your mind, change the way you see the situation you are in, and sometimes that's 95% of the battle. And you can see differently than where you are right now. So I pray that God will give you strength and that you won't quit. Father, I thank you so very much for your grace and your mercy, and I am crying out to you for your people, crying out to you, God, for your children who are saying they're tired. They just don't know where to go and what to do. They're under so much pressure. The pressure will not stop. It will not cease. It continues. And the more they trust you, it seems like the more issues they have, the more they love you, it seems like the more things go wrong. So, Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, in the name of our Savior, who died on the cross for our sins, I'm asking God that you would intervene in some way, somehow, that you would give hope to people who are hopeless. Give them ministry, God. Give them words of encouragement, that you would lift them where they are down. I'm praying, God, that you would give them strength to endure everything that the enemy is trying to wage against them, that they will see that the enemy is attacking them simply because they have so much to offer and to give in this moment. And I pray in Jesus' name that you would have your way, lift them. I pray that you would give them direction, and I pray that, God, you would give them guidance, and that nothing will stop them from becoming who you called them to be in the name of Jesus. I pray encouragement into their circle, into their minds, into their thinking, into their actions in Jesus' name. And I bind discouragement, and they will not give up, and they will not give in. You will see them through. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Make it so, God. We stand on your word, and we believe you. In Jesus' name, make it so. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Don't you give up. Don't you quit. God loves you, and I love you too. We'll keep moving. I'll see you Sunday. We love you. Bye.